Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, spread all over the green fields of La Trobe and specifically St. Vincent College, which is where we find this morning the Steelers Communications Coordinator, Bert Loudon. Bert, good morning. Welcome back to KDKA.
Good morning, John. Glad to be on.
I should mention you're on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. So the guys all came in yesterday. A helicopter? Really?
Yeah, I let Antonio borrow my helicopter. I figured it was a nice thing to do for this upcoming season.
Yeah, other than the helicopter, which is what we all saw, did anybody else arrive in anything extraordinary?
No, not really. To be honest with you, it's kind of low-key. The days of Brett Kiesel coming in different cars and James Harrison coming in with different cars. So AB kind of stole the show for another year.
Yeah, I would think that it's going to be hard to top helicopter ever. But this is the 53rd year you've been up at St. Vincent College, and I know it's like a Swallows returning to Capistrano kind of thing for a lot of Steelers fans.
That's true. In fact, it's amazing how many stories we hear of people planning their vacations around coming up here to La Trobe. So it's exciting. But today it gets started this afternoon. The first practice this afternoon, and here in another 5+ hours, campus opens. Opens every day at noon, and it runs through August 14th. So we're very excited about being up here.
Now, when you say the campus opens at noon, does that mean you can arrive at noon and go and find your place, that special place where you want to be all at once?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, we typically have a line of cars for parking prior to noon, but campus officially opens at noon, and then the practice starts around 2:55.
And from a standpoint of, let's talk about this for a second, because I have seen a lot of people try a lot of different things. But if you want to get your best location to get an autograph, or two or three, where should you go?
To be honest with you, I think the lower part of Chucknell Field, a lot of the guys signed down there, or up by the locker room. Those are the two main focus points that the players typically sign. And as long as it's not bad weather, inclement weather, the players sign almost every day. You're not going to get the quarterback every day. You're not going to get the wide receiver every day. But our guys do an amazing job taking care of the fans up here, because they know these fans typically don't get to see them at games. They don't get to see them elsewhere. So this is kind of their rite of passage being up here, whether it's for their vacation, whether they're from the area, whatever it may be. So Coach Tomlin makes it a point to tell the guys that, hey, go take care of the fans. That's your fan base. We have the best one in the world. So make sure you go over and sign for them.
You know, and one of the things that always cracks me up, and it's something that fans need to be aware of. If you're going to yell out a player's name, make sure that's who that is.
Yes, we've seen that a couple times. A little awkward moments whenever you're thinking it's one player and it's not. So easiest way is look at the jersey number. Don't look at the face, look at the jersey number, because 99.9% of the time, that's the easiest way to focus on your player that you're looking for.
Yeah, and with one exception, Ben Roethlisberger is liable to wear anybody's number.
That's true. It depends on what tribute he's doing for that given practice.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? All right, so today we can open the campus at noon. Practice starts at 2:55. How long does practice last?
Practice typically goes to about 5:15, 5:20 range. But the good thing is whenever campus opens at noon, there's so many things for the entire family to participate in. We have a Play 60 fun zone for kids that you'll see the different football type themed atmosphere down there. If you want the brand new apparel that is coming out, we have our Steelers Pro Shop tent. As soon as you enter, has all of the greatest apparel that's coming out, the new things. You also have the Steelers Nation Unite. I know we talk about Steelers Nation Unite a lot, but you sign up for Steelers Nation Unite, get a chance to get out on the field, that sort of thing. There's just something for everyone in the family, and we're very excited about that this year because we expanded a little bit. So fans will be excited to see it.
Now, you usually do a practice at La Trobe Memorial Stadium. Are you doing that this year?
That is correct. Our annual Friday Night Lights practice is next Friday, August 3rd, and it's over at La Trobe Memorial Stadium. It's not at the high school. It's at La Trobe Memorial Stadium. Tickets are on sale right now. If you call the Greater La Trobe Athletic Office, as if you haven't been out there before, John, or any of the fans, it's an amazing sight that night.
Yeah.
You can't have a Pittsburgh area event without fireworks, so we'll have Zambelli fireworks at the end of the night. So it's a good time. It's a great time, and it benefits the Greater La Trobe Athletic Department.
And if you can't get up to La Trobe, now, last year you guys didn't you do a practice at Heinz Field?
Yes, we did, and we're doing that again this year. It's our annual family fest. We had over 20,000 people come last year, and it's the opportunity where we have Heinz Field set up just like a game, because we know that not everyone can attend our games. We understand that tickets are at a premium. So we pretty much open up the entire stadium to make it a great atmosphere, and that is Sunday, August 19th this year. And we'll have some more details as we get closer and as we break camp, but the inaugural one last year went off without a hitch, and we're expecting many more than 20,000 this year.
Yeah, and you've also got, interestingly enough, I'm interested to see what this sounds like during practice. Over the weekend, the Westmoreland County Air Show is going to be going on across the street at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. And plus, you got Idlewild right down the road there. So this is going to be a very, very busy place this weekend.
Yeah, in fact, we were talking to some of the local businesses, and we want to make sure that fans are aware that everything's going on, because we want to have a joint weekend with the air show going on, all the different activities, and knock on wood, if the weather holds up, it's going to be an exciting time, because campus opens at noon, and by that point in time, the air show is already going to be getting started. In fact, today and tomorrow, they have practice for the air show, so people will start seeing the planes in the air today over practice.
And what will Antonio Brown be flying?
That's up to you, John. That's a secret.
Bert Lauten from the Pittsburgh Steelers down at La Trobe. Hey, Bert, always great to catch up with you, and I have a feeling I'll see you soon.
Sounds good, John. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your time down in La Trobe. It really is a wonderful getaway for the family. And, man, talk about the perfect weekend. You got Idlewild right down there. You got the air show. You got Steelers. Whew.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.